Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Is this Scott? Hello, is this Scott?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. Of course, I spoke earlier with you and Lindsay regarding branding your business on Google, and then you guys had a moment to talk about that. Did you guys have any questions I can answer at this point?
My thing is this under a contract?
It is not, yeah.
Okay,
and
so good.
I wanted to be
That's
very clear
thing.
About
so
that.
If I could cancel, I cancel. If I'm not getting anything.
Correct.
Then, yes, okay.
100%. Yes, it is 100% at will, month to month, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked. No fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. But you can stop at any time. It is month to month. Our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay. We're going to give it a shot. We're going to give it a month shot and see what happens, and we go from there.
Yeah. And like I said, you'll get the detailed reporting and tracking. We know that some of our clients will simply ask someone who's never called them before, you know, how'd you hear about me? And if they say, you know, I saw your website on Google, that's enough for some business owners to know the service is working. But like I said, you'll get that reporting and tracking system so you and your wife can really see exactly how much work you're getting from the service.
Exactly. And the biggest thing is I do ask them, where did you get my info?
Of course, right?
I always, because I don't know, you know, starting off and trying to fire up something, you don't know where it was coming from or anything. You give your preference towards the people that are sending stuff to you versus the people that are kind of taking advantage of you.
Well, you know, everything that we do will be tracked and trackable. Now, you or your wife will have 24/7 access to your tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. Not only does it track the content that we create so you can see exactly how many times you're popping up on the first page and how many calls you're getting and where those calls are coming from, etc. All the work that we do too, all of the 70 different directories that we create will have their own clickable icon right through your tracking system. So you can click on your Yelp listing or your Super Pages listing, for example. You can see that content has been created, that it's accurately presenting your business, and that it, of course, links to the website that we'll create as well. Now, is it Skitzer's plumbing service, right? That's how you want the business to be branded?
Skitzer's plumbing service, yep.
And is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you? Okay.
Yeah,
and then
best number for both.
Okay, the 720-288-1067. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message number?
I can get text messages, but yeah, it's just a regular smartphone, yeah.
Gotcha, yeah.
No fancy stuff.
No, sure. I mean, as long as you can get a text message, that's my question there. Because, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, keep in mind, most of the time you're just going to get phone calls. Residential clients will call you directly. If they happen to fill out the contact form on the website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one need see it, but it would be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, when people fill out that form, you'll get the text as well as the email. Scott, what is a good email address either for you or for your business? You're breaking up a little bit there. I think I heard Yahoo, but.
Yes, it's Skitzer.
Okay.
9699@Yahoo.
Okay. 9699@Yahoo. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Usually the method of operation most appropriate for the information, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But did you have a preference, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Probably text preferable, but
text
all
preferable.
Of them.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll put text preferred. But yeah, certainly like, you know, for something that we want you to have for your records, we'll email it. But phone, text, email, a little bit of overlap in there. We might try to give you a call. If we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. The other thing I wanted to ask, well, first of all, what is your last name?
Taylor.
Taylor. Oh, T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And you are service-based. Your company goes out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
No.
I did see on that Angie's profile, the Home Advisor, 14090 West Cornell. Is that a residence? Is that your home?
That's my home.
It is, okay. And that's actually why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. You'll be listed city and state, no zip code, but no physical street address. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. So it's just going to be city.
Good, yes.
Yeah, of course. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, it is the exact amount of $199. I'm actually waiving the $99 setup fee here just to make it a little bit more affordable for you. I'll do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That, again, is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It can be with either or both of you. But, again, that's where we're going to want to talk about your services, your service area, mission statement, things like that. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing I'll do, and this is required of us as we are Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service that you can stop at any time, that it's also the fixed flat rate, that it'll never go up, that we're even waiving your setup fee, and in this case, including a website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can still stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Sounds fair.
Thank you. And since I've got both of you on the phone, either of you can answer. And give me just a second to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Skitster's Plumbing.
Service,
yes. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted to verify and make sure that we've got it as you want it, but I've got it, Skitster's Plumbing Service. And then please state your name and your official title as the within the business.
Scott Taylor, as the owner of Skitster. Okay.
And Scott, as the owner of Skitster's Plumbing Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And between you and Lindsay, you make all the decisions for the company. And, of course, we've got Lindsay on the line as well. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our service, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, as you guys might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we're asking is all of the content that we'll create for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
That's understandable. Yes.
Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Again, it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will be the ones doing the website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today, the 12th of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Once again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which, again, means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean you may discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, or pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Scott, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Taylor, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
What Visa.
Is best for you?
Visa.
It's a Visa.
Yeah.
And is it your name on the card, the business name,
yes,
or
it is.
Both? It is. Okay.
It's is just it, my name, yeah.
First and last, any middle initial?
Scott C. Taylor.
Okay, you said C like Charles, right? Not T like Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Christopher.
Christopher, okay. And then, Scott, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4190-0222.
Okay.
7638.
Yes, sir.
2492.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0327.
Okay, 03 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
119.
119. So I've got 119, 119, and then March or 03 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4190-0222-7638-2492?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Does that fill up the home address, the 14090 West Cornell, 80228?
Yep.
Okay. In about a minute here, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email.
Local splash.
Yeah, so support and then at local, like your local area, splash, like a splash of water, support@localsplash.com. And our automated system should, you know, in a minute or so be sending you that confirmation email. It does have that information on there. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, so you know it's month to month, etc. You'll also receive a link to that by direct text message, depending on who your phone carrier is, since our emails get sent through our system every couple of minutes in bulk. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either the text or the email, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. You did?
Got it. Okay.
So if you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then there's a blue click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it's hyperlinked, and it goes to where the text message automatically goes, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we are, of course, going to optimize your listing on Google. We will mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will use Bing over Google, but it's still a lot of people. We want you to show up there as well. Of course, voice-activated searches, too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. That's where as many more come in. Landing page, that's your website that we're going to build, host, maintain, update for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card that is in your name. We do want you to click or check on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. It is case sensitive and needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. And please, if you're typing it in, do not put a period after the C. It's just Scott C. Taylor, exactly as it appears. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things, actually. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's that fixed flat rate, that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've included the website. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are indeed an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process, and it actually does give us the opportunity to get a head start on your listing even before we do the client interview. So it looks like you might be on that next page that asks you for a username and password. Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay. I can give you the username. The username is simply your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Area code, though, is included. So your username is always going to be 720-288-1067. That's your username, but you do not need to try to put it in right now. In fact, the automated system, it's coming from my.localsplash.com. This is the same dashboard portal that you'll have access to for your tracking system. The automated system is thinking two things. First, that your tracking system is already active, and second, that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you for a username and password. I believe if you were able to put in a password now, it would give you an error message that your tracking system hasn't been activated yet. We, of course, need to do that client interview to create the content that we'll then be able to track. But in the next day or so, once the tracking system is active, you'll get your username again, which you already have, along with the default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change it if you like. Some people never change it, and that's okay, too. The only other order of business on my end, though, is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. I might even, although they do usually want a little bit more advance notice, I might even be able to get you in at 2 o'clock, but there is definitely one spot available for each of the 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours. The call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Would either 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock work out for you to receive that call?
So 3 o'clock.
3? Okay. So we will schedule it from 3 o'clock until 4. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, and the call will only take about half that time. There is just enough time for me to get everything in the notes for our automated system to send you a reminder email an hour prior. You'll also, in a minute here, get a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username, which in this case are basically the same thing. And then we can forward that out to the right department. The support@localsplash.com email is the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll forward it out to the right department. When they do that client interview in this next hour, not the 2 o'clock, but the 3 o'clock hour, they're going to give you the photos@localsplash.com email address, and you can email photos to the photos team directly. But like I said, you can send anything and everything to the support email, and we'll take it from there. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and we are, of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Been a pleasure speaking with you both. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But you guys enjoy the rest of the day and have a wonderful weekend.
You as well, bud. Take care.
I will. Thank you. Thank you both. Take care. Bye-bye.